New music first.
New music first.
Peaches, presidents of the United States of America.
Millions of peaches, peaches for me. Millions of peaches, peaches for free.
Lucky Love, ace of base.
Lucky Love, it looks in tea, but I know.
Alanis Morissette.
It's like
rain,
I'm your
buddy.
It's a free ride,
I'm
your buddy.
Killer B.
The Killer Bee, B106, always first with your new music, a B106 exclusive. Only love, that is Sophie B. Hawkins. It is a 22, 40 degrees, expecting nearly record highs of 63 today. Some showers and some thunderstorms are a possibility yet this afternoon. Let's find out what's happening in Hollywood and all the entertainment sleaze.
Yeah.
Time for Hollywood news.
Entertainment news that veteran actress Anne Margaret hates to be evil. She just can't do it in real life, and she can barely do it on screen. She's soft-spoken, polite. As a matter of fact, she'd rather just stay completely silent than mutter a discouraging word, even under her breath. She has played just about every kind of role except a truly evil one, and now she is playing a psychopath. First, she refused to do the part on NBC's movie Seduced by Madness, the Diane Borges story, which is a real-life story about a high school teacher who coaxed three teenagers into murdering her estranged husband. After some coaxing, she decided to do it. But Anne Margaret says she is just not evil. In other news, Priscilla Presley has signed on to do a guest on Melrose Place. She'll make her guest appearance in May. We'll look forward to seeing that. Mickey Rourke is thrilled to be making a sequel to 9½ Weeks, a sexy movie he did a few years ago with Kim Basinger. Now, Kim won't be returning, but supermodel Angie Everhart will in her place. Interesting to see how that combination goes about. In with 90210 and all her TV movies such as they were, Tori Spelling says that her secret ambition is to do a sitcom and a horror movie. How nice. She'll be the girl that screams and falls down and twists her ankle and then gets killed by the monster. We can only hope. Christopher Reeve says he is determined to beat the paralysis that is keeping him in a wheelchair after the fall from a horse. He says he has feeling returning below the neck and he can move his shoulders. Feeling is also returning to his left leg. Christopher swears that he will not rest until he walks again. Good luck to him. I hope that comes true. Now that Howie Long has made the leap from the NFL to the big screen, he has some tips for would-be actors, as if. One is to pretend and get into the role. Well, duh. The other tip is to stick close to the star like you did with John Travolta in Broken Arrow. This ensures that you won't get cut out of many scenes. That is a good point. Apparently, Howie also has 3 pictures in the works right now. That's a little bit scary. Barbra Streisand is planning to produce and star in a movie called The Normal Heart once she wraps up her current project. She wants her 29-year-old son, Jason, to direct. Word is that her co-producer, Larry Kramer, who wrote the play and the movie, is not thrilled. It's probably because Jason has only directed 1 student film in college. You know, when you're the star's kid, you get all the good treatment. And finally, Lisa Kudrow from Friends is determined to learn the native language of her new French husband. So she insists on only speaking French on the set. Unfortunately, none of her co-stars understand a word she says because none of them speak French. Maybe at some point she'll be doing her lines on the TV show in Friends. We'll tune in to find out. That's a look at the entertainment news for this Friday from the Killer Bee, B106.
Good morning, Scotty T and Susan. Mornings on the Killer Bee, B106.
The Killer Bee, B106, Scotty T and Susan, the most music in the morning. It is 8:30, which is shaping up to be the last weekend of February already. Man, time is sure flying by in this weekend. It's a Fury basketball weekend. Jaren Jackson was brought up from the Houston Rockets. Hopefully it doesn't slow the team down. They are red hot at the Coliseum. They'll be home on Sunday.
Used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me.
The Killer Bee, B106, Scotty T and Susan, the most music in the morning. It is 8:33, 38 degrees. Going to top out today. Record high of 65. Ooh, if the rain holds off, going to hit some golf balls. Join us tonight. We're going to be at River City doing it up live for dollar drinks and more.
We've got nothing in common.
Scotty T and Susan, the most music in the morning. Another 45-minute music marathon's right around the corner. But right now, your chance to win some free music. Made the first correct caller at 436-1063 to identify what law, high, and nursery all have in common.
Law, high,
and nursery. All
law,
have
high,
in common,
nursery.
Right? Nursery, high, law. What do they all have in common, all right?
A baby first, house and a tree.
That's pretty cool.
No.
First correct caller, you're a winner. The Killer Bee, B106.
Hey, stop by and join me, Chris Cage, this Saturday, noon to 3 at Evans Toyota. Enjoy free Pepsi and other B106 freebies.
Scotty T and Susan, mornings on the Killer Bee, B106.
Killer Bee, B106, hello.
Hi, did you already get your winner?
No, who's this?
This is Laura.
Laura, what does law, high, and nursery have in common?
Cool.
Hey! I just always said the whole key, you teacher, right there. Congratulations. Oh, give us the B and you're a winner. The Killer Bee, B106, requested Janet Jackson off the B-lines this morning at 436-1063. Chris Cage is going to be out and about. He'll be broadcasting live from Evans Toyota tomorrow. Their push-polar dragon sale, noon until 3. Lots of B106 freebies and giveaways. Another 45-minute music marathon. Music marathon with what? We got All for One, Def Leppard, and of course, everybody keeps calling in for...
Ironic. Alanis Morissette. Can we hear Ironic by Alanis Morissette? We love the song, but my...
We're just going to put an answering machine here. It just says, Ironic by Alanis Morissette is coming up. If you have anything else,
okay, listen up, because I'm only going to say this. Let's say
the hottest music on the planet, the Killer Bee, B106.
B106, Scotty T and Susan, the most music of the morning. It's a Fury basketball weekend. Your chance to win basketball tickets all weekend long for the Tuesday night game against Grand Rapids, where Susan's going to be doing some hooping.
As scary as that is, it's true.
You look good, though.
I'll look good out there. I may not make any baskets, but I'll be real cute. It's important.
Not how you play, it's how you feel.
That's right.
They read your Cinderella.
Music.
Follow you down, Gin Blossoms.
Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down.
Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey.
Boy, don't you know you can't escape me. Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby.
Not gonna cry, Mary J. Blige.
B106. The Killer Bee, B106. The Frequency, 106.3. The Call Letters, WDJB, Columbia City, Fort Wayne. The Killer Bee, B106.
So yeah, I must go there to find myself.
answer, yeah.
The Killer Bee, B106, Scotty T and Susan, the most music in the morning, and we are rolling through a 45-minute music marathon. On the way, we got details on some great movies opening, and if John Travolta and Kristen Slater can hold on 3 weekends in a row or not.
I know, I think they might be able to do it, but Julie Roberts does have a new movie coming out, and the guy that's supposed to be the biggest action hero in the world is coming to America.
Dude, the Chinese kung fu guy.
Yep.
Killer Bee.
I pretended I'm glad you went away.